STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
How do you create confidence in Christians who are able to share their pro-life convictions with anyone? Well, here's a hint. It takes a lot more than a lecture, but it's worth it. And that's what I did this summer with 45 high school students on the pro-life mission. This was an 8-day intensive trip that entailed a comprehensive pro-life experience. In other words, we didn't just cover abortion. I wanted the students to understand that being pro-life means we not only care about the unborn, but also women who face crisis pregnancies, girls who are exploited to harvest their eggs, and women and children who are trafficked into prostitution. And so my goal was to train the students to master the art of pro-life persuasion, complete the outreach activities on the mission trip, and then walk away with a confidence to be behaviorally pro-life. And so to achieve these lofty goals, they went through what I call pro-life boot camp. And this entailed a rigorous and comprehensive program where I did three things with the students: teach, train, and test. And let me kind of walk through each of these. So when it comes to the teaching part, you have to start with the foundation. And the students were required to read 2 pro-life books before the mission trip began. And so not only did they have to read those, I actually flew out to Arizona, which is where students were at the time, to personally begin training these students in the art of pro-life persuasion. And so I taught them arguments for and against abortion, so they had a framework to interpret and understand the experiences they'll have on the mission trip. This academic information, though, was not enough, and the next step was needed. And this next step was the training part. Now, to become proficient in any material, you need to internalize and process it. And so a mere lecture isn't enough. So to accomplish this, the students needed to practice communicating the content in increasingly more difficult situations. So first, they role-played the arguments with each other or with me. And of course, this made them more comfortable with the material by processing it out loud. But then I made things more difficult. Once the 8-day mission trip was underway, I set aside 2 days where we went to public places, put a dozen abortion questionnaires in their hands, and then had them approach and survey passersby. By asking people about abortion, they immediately found themselves in conversations where they had to use their pro-life skills with people who vigorously, sometimes, disagreed with them. So after a pair of students would finish a conversation with strangers, I would then debrief with them to find out how they did, address their concerns, and of course to try to fine-tune their approach. Other times I went along with them on the survey so I could see firsthand how they navigate their conversations. And sometimes I would do the talking to model the tactics and skills that I had previously taught them. Now, besides providing individual feedback, we also gathered as a group after each session to debrief the conversations. And so the students got to share their successful encounters, and of course their unsuccessful ones, their challenges, and their questions. And so besides me answering some of the issues that arose, I asked students to help each other out in solving the concerns that were raised. Now that the students had practiced their skills with average people on the street, it was time to put them to the real test. And this is the third part, which is testing them. And what I did was I invited a professional abortion choice advocate to challenge the students. Now, she was a feminist. She was a women's studies professor from a local university. And she had championed abortion rights and even debated pro-lifers. In fact, she's even debated me in the past. And so I wanted her to come, and I wanted to see how well the students would fare against someone who knew what they were talking about and wasn't just some person off the street. Now, the professor gave a pro-choice presentation and a defense for her views. Then the students asked her questions. And I'll be honest, at first I was a little nervous. I wasn't sure how they would do. But once the question started to roll, my fears subsided. And they immediately recognized her arguments. Okay. They recognized the weaknesses in her views, and they began to exploit them. And it was encouraging to see a professional abortion choice advocate get challenged by high school students. Now, to be clear, this was not some sort of an ungracious encounter. No student was mean-spirited or rude or condescending. In fact, after the professor finished her presentation, I stepped outside with her to say thank you, and she remarked, you know, those students, she said, these students now see me as the enemy. And when she said this, I quickly corrected her. I said, no, not at all. I said, they really liked you, and they, in fact, really enjoyed your presentation. And then I added, I said, look, neither the students nor I see you or anyone who holds a different view from us as the enemy. Now, just as I finished those words, many of the female students began coming out of the room that we were in to say goodbye to this feminist and women's studies professor. And as they were saying goodbye to her, they're saying to her, you know what? You were so great. Thank you. Can I give you a hug? And they reached out to hug her. And so then they started taking turns embracing her. And the professor was shocked by this. She's like, wow. She's, I was not expecting that at all. And I was personally overjoyed to see this outpouring of love and acceptance for a woman who held a radically different view from them. And it was a perfect expression of being a persuasive yet gracious ambassador for Jesus Christ. And of course, that's the whole point of the pro-life mission, is to take a controversial topic and learn how to engage it in the public square with people who vigorously disagree with us, but in a winsome way. And these students were able to do just that. And as a result of this teaching and training and testing, they now had a confidence to share their convictions about the pro-life issue with anyone in the future.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.